Hi there. Thank you for joining with me again today. Today I want to start a new series. It's an unpublished work called Walking with Jesus. The scripture that first comes to mind is 1 John 2:6 from the Message version, which reads, "Anyone who claims to be intimate with God ought to live the same kind of life that Jesus lived." By way of introduction, and I may take a couple of days over this, this was a daily devotional that, to be honest, took some time to start. I felt a little nervous about it, and as I felt this hesitancy, I began to examine what was going on inside of me. Was it the enormity of the task that sought to intimidate and overwhelm me? Was it that so many have already written about his life and ministry? Was it that I felt that I was going to touch something quite holy? As I worked it through in my own mind, I found that there were three reasons for this hesitancy. The first is that there are indeed so many books out there about the life of Jesus. I have several in my library, and I've made use of all of them from time to time. King Solomon wrote, "Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh." You find that in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 12. And so I did not want to add yet another to the myriads that have already been written. In a similar way, there is something that John the Apostle had written at the end of his own gospel. In his own words, he wrote, "Now there were also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written." That's John 21:25. There is just so much about Jesus that all we can do is give snapshots. And the questions are, where do we start and what do we include? The second reason is that I did not want to come at it with a new angle that would grab people's attention. Using advertising skills to sell a book is not in my DNA. It's far from me. And I was wanting to get people on a walk with Jesus himself. My heart is not to make money by creating some kind of bestseller. My desire is that you, the listener, would embark on a deepening journey of discovery and revelation, learning just who Jesus is, finding yourself being drawn close to him, understanding how he thinks and feels about you and those around you, and becoming one with him in every way possible. Thirdly, and this was the big one, there was a deep sense of touching the holy as I considered it. I begin to feel a little like Moses did when confronted with the burning bush, and he heard the Lord say to him, "Do not come near. Take your sandals off, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." That's Exodus 3:5. I remembered the word that Gabriel spoke to Mary. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." That's in Luke 1:35. I began to understand more of how Joshua felt when he approached a man who he saw standing before him. The narrator wrote, "When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, 'Are you for us or for our adversaries?' And he said, 'No, but I am the commander of the Lord's army. Now I have come.' And Joshua fell to his face to the earth and worshipped, and said to him, 'What does my Lord say to his servant?' And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, 'Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy.'" And Joshua did so. You find that in Joshua 5, 13 to 15. I began to appreciate more the reaction of John the Apostle when he turned to see the voice that was speaking to him in the book of Revelation, and found himself confronted with the risen and glorified Jesus. He recorded, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his hand on me, saying, 'Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades.'" That's in Revelation 1, 17 and 18. I felt that as I proceeded with this book, I would be encountering the Holy One. I will be touching sacred mystery. I did not want to have the tourist mentality that took snapshots without thinking of the profound beauty of what they had merely glanced at. Eugene Peterson captured this fickle and superficial attitude correctly when he wrote, "We cannot domesticate the holy. Moses did not take a photograph of the burning bush to take home to show to his wife and children. Isaiah's singing angels were not accompanied by a Handel's oratorio, which he then purchased on a CD for later listening at his leisure. John didn't reduce his vision of Jesus into charts, which he used to entertain religious consumers with titillating views of the future. I wanted to approach this book with the greatest of respect for Jesus, the subject of my writing. Tomorrow, I want to tell you my own personal story. So until then, you take care out there, and God bless.